Moines, Iowa.
Keith Murphy.
You're going to do something or just stand there and bleed?
Andy Fails.
You better get bright, pal. We got a show to do.
Talking more than sports.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Weekdays at 2.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
On Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hour number 2 of the Murph and Andy Show, sports and more until 4. Andy Fails, Keith Murphy, Andrew Downs, and now joined by Scott Sipker.
Oh, that's me.
Scott, you were on the show yesterday, so
I was,
this is two
yeah.
days in a row.
I know. I feel like the ratings are probably going up for the last 2 days.
I hope so. Yeah, that's how we always welcome more people. If you're bringing more people into the party, thank you.
That's what I'm known for, bringing people to a party, right?
Next Friday, over at Confluence.
Oh, yeah. You guys going to let me show up there, too?
Yeah, yeah. Come out there.
I'll do Bet Your House Live.
Noon, they start serving the Downtown Throwdown.
The APA.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah. I'll drink
that's
some
always
that.
A pretty... One of the best shows of the year, I think. We're out
that's
there.
That's only because you're slightly buzzed.
No, I mean, you get that nice fresh beer. We're at Confluence. We've got friends.
It's about
a good crowd. Yeah, spring is coming on.
You're only
usually.
Like a month from the Masters.
Whew, not usually thinking about that. What did we have? Last year we had the Nico Medved letter.
Oh, right. Yeah, when we discovered the text.
Yeah, the one that he had cut and pasted.
We all had the same text about how much we meant to him.
I bet I could find that text.
Let's revisit that next year.
I bet I could find it.
How's Colorado State doing?
Bad. I think they finished 12-17.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
He did a nice job here. I don't wish him any ill will.
No,
he's a nice guy.
No, he's a nice guy. Listen to the nice things he had to say. Andy, I really appreciate you, guy, and all the support you showed me this past season. These things are hard and emotional. The timing stinks, but anyone who knows me well knows that Colorado State was a really special place to me and Erica for so many reasons. These can be once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and simply one I wasn't going to pass up at the end. Thanks again for everything. Really enjoyed getting to know you. And that was a really nice personal text message.
I mean, it was.
He really was thinking about me when he was typing that out.
Well, he thought the same exact thing about me. And Ross Peterson.
And, yeah.
And 12 other people.
Let's find out what's trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa. Powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales. Home of Central Iowa's largest commercial selection. Visit them today at The Rock.
Trending Iowa Arch Madness is underway in St. Louis. Tonight at 6, the 2-seed Drake Bulldogs play 7-seed Illinois State. The late game features 6-seed UNI playing 3-seed Southern Illinois.
Well, these are not the draws you're hoping if you're a fan of Drake or UNI. Drake had trouble in this game.
Lost both games to Illinois State. So in one game they were awful in the first half, and in the other game they were awful in the second half, and just didn't play complete games. They clawed all the way back into it in Bloomington Normal, and I think took a brief lead in the game that Chris was doing, and ended up losing that game. I mean, it's a rough draw. It's just not a good matchup for them.
And same with you and I.
Yeah, they've lost EJ Wilkins also, so it's not ideal. But you know what? This entire season has been a rough draw for them,
and they've done fine. So it would not surprise me if Drake somehow figured out a way to advance. It surprised me if Drake played you and I tomorrow, but that'd be cool. That'd be good.
I don't care how they get it. Yeah, whatever. Just win this game.
Justin Cernsey, who's down there for Channel 13, he's a former Panther, so he's more concerned with you and I tonight than Drake. So you guys may have to work out your differences. We'll see how this goes.
I don't care what he wants.
All right, trend on.
Trending Iowa women's conference tournaments are also underway in the Big Ten. The 2-seed Hawkeyes play 10-seed Indiana tonight at 5:30. In the Big 12, the 2-seed Cyclones play the winner of Oklahoma State and Kansas tomorrow night at 6.
It's interesting that Iowa has, I think, is this the best Iowa team Lisa Bluter's had? They're going to be a 2-seed, right, in the NCAA tournament?
I think so. She certainly never had a player like Megan Gustafson on that team.
Maybe a 3-seed?
This has got to be a year where they get something done here in the postseason.
And Bill Fenley, I was reading in Tommy Birch's story, was contemplating retirement because he felt like, you know, maybe I'm sliding a little bit.
Yeah, because it looked like, he had been sliding. I mean, the glory days were way in the rearview mirror. He needed a revival.
But this is a good Iowa State team and Bridget Carleton, the Big 12 Player of the Year.
Finally, trending Iowa, all four classes will be crowned state champions. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Boys basketball state champions will be crowned in all four classes today. In Class 1A right now, Grandview Christian leads Alburnett 22-13. So a scoring run has gone on in the third quarter there. In 2A, Northland Troy Mills plays Boyden Hull. In 3A, top seed Norwalk plays Oskaloosa. And then tonight, 4A, Cedar Falls plays Dubuque Senior.
And Norwalk against Oskaloosa would be a fun game to watch because you have such contrasting stars there. Oskaloosa has a 5-star recruit, Xavier Foster, who's 7 feet tall, but he shoots 3-pointers. He also has blocked like 12 shots in this tournament. Norwalk has this slicing shooting guard in Bowen Bourne, who has 72 points in two games of this tournament, but many of his points are drives to the basket. He's like fearless going to the basket, but now he's going to have to go at Xavier Foster, who's 7 feet tall. So just to see how this turns out, they split during the regular season too. So they've played twice during the regular season and split. That's good.
It's fun to watch the highlights.
Yeah.
Of Bowen. Boy, he's going to look great in a Drake uniform. He's
Xavier
Foster. Inside information.
2 years from now. No, he's going to be a really good Bulldog.
Man, the tournament has a problem. It's a perception problem. You see it everywhere on social media. It may not be just perception. It might be reality. Like this championship game going on right now, it was 14-6 at the half. So the cries are constantly for the shot clock. There was a semifinal game last night that was 39-36. The shot clock would fix some of this when teams are holding the ball. I was talking to Channel 13's Mark Freund last night. He said the bigger problem is that many of these teams, Trent Condon was saying this too, just shot really badly. Just poor shooting.
I just wonder if the huge gym just gets in their head and that's the difference.
I mean,
these are supposed to be the best teams in the state at scoring in basketball.
Yeah, and
like the specific thing that they're the best at.
I don't watch high school sports, but I'm wondering if the three-point philosophy that has now inundated the NBA and college has come to high school in the sense where now all these players are shooting from much farther distances than they used to in the past, which then, of course, leads to a lower percentage in general. But then when you do get into that big arena, it drops even further. So I don't know if that's an aspect of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if three-point...
Well, they're not shooting from the NBA line.
No, but still, they're farther back. The mid-range used to be a lot bigger 10 years ago, so you're going to make more of those shots in general, so the percentages are going to go down, I would think.
Phew. And just as we say that, another email drops in. Any thoughts on this Grandview team and how they can get multiple D1 players in Class 1A? There are a lot of people upset about this, mm-hmm. but you can be upset about it. Is anybody implying that Grandview is doing anything against the rules?
Yeah.
Untoward? They're not. I mean, as far as I know.
No, it's just the age-old knock on private schools recruiting kids, which is what they do. I mean, they don't have a school district.
And in this case,
they've got to recruit kids to come to the school, and they have done it. They do it just on a basis of athletics, and they've done that for a long, long time. You know, we know that's the way it is. And sometimes those private schools have a truly unfair advantage. And there's, you know, a push in other places. Like down in St. Louis, I mean, it is really crazy. I mean, we have one Catholic high school here. And in St. Louis, they are everywhere.
So do they compete against the public schools for state championships, or is it because there's always need to have private schools have their own class?
Well, I'm telling you, in St. Louis, they don't even do that. Where, I mean, St. Louis, you think about just the name, obviously, mm-hmm. it's a very Catholic city. I mean, they are everywhere, and they just wanted to have a parochial league, right? Where they just compete against each other. And sometimes they'll have the divisions and that, they'll have mm-hmm. subdivisions. But when it comes to a state championship, no, they compete against against everybody else. But it gets to the point, like my high school, my high school has become very, very good at football and basketball. And they're so good at football and are so tired of losing, you know, players from that school district to these Catholic schools, you know, one of which is right there in the same city, that they have refused to play them. They don't even play them anymore. Hmm. They will not play certain Catholic schools that they feel like have been recruiting their kids away. And Kirkwood is now good enough that stings. You know, that kind of matters. If it's a lousy school and they say, we're not playing you, you don't care. But if it's a good one, you do. And, you know, when you have compelling arguments on both sides, but when it comes right down to it, nobody really ever changes that fact. I mean, these are private schools. They have to get kids from someplace.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go recruiting. And in this case, they're going overseas.
Yes.
And these kids, but they're pulling these kids out of tough situations and giving them a better life.
Yeah, I think some of it is attached to missionary work.
Yep.
To
I would imagine it is.
Outreach. Yep. Also, I think private schools would tell you that they're also giving scholarships in areas that are not just athletics, but mm-hmm. athletics is what upsets people the most, and it's where the most passion is.
There's a competition there.
I mean, Dowling has won 6 straight 4A championships in football. 6. You know how hard that is to win 6 in a row? I mean,
right, they're good. And at the point now where kids are, you know, again, going there just to do that. But yeah, I mean, they give academic scholarships, but they're not competing against the other schools and making the other schools look not as good.
We're still in the trend here, but we have a couple of calls, so we'll take those now at 284-5966. Brian, you have a thought on private school recruiting?
Well, I don't think recruiting is as big a problem as it is, say, some of the other advantages that the private schools have.
What would those be?
They don't have to work with at-risk students. They don't have to make, if I make a donation to, let's say, West Des Moines Valley, I have to make it to the general fund,
mm-hmm.
where if you make a donation to the Dowling Catholic football program, I can just make it to the football program. Right. Nobody controls that money. That there's so many other things. You know, I met with a football coach in the state of Iowa. I met with him for a couple hours. In that time, he had to deal with 5 issues that were not football-related that a Catholic school just doesn't deal with. You know, they just don't have to. They can just say, go away. We don't want you in our school system, where the public schools don't have that. You know, Tom Wilson's salary is not published anywhere in the newspaper.
Right, doesn't have to
Swenson,
be.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Swenson's is. You know, Tom Wilson can, you know, he can do whatever he wants on the salary side. He's got a top assistant coach that could probably be a top head coach anyplace else, but why is he still an assistant at Dowling is my question. You know, so there's a lot of other advantages, and recruiting is maybe not even the bigger issue of it, because you can't blame the kids to want a better education, to better want a better environment.
A better life in some cases,
But my problem is, and I've always been my kids went to Catholic school in Des Moines area, but I still feel that their advantage athletically. I mean, heck, 1 year, 5 state champions in baseball were all Catholic schools. Five.
Yeah, I remember there was an outcry during that year. Brian, that's a really good call, and those are some good points, and call us back anytime. He added to the conversation there for sure. David?
Hi.
What's up?
Yeah, I want to talk about that. The Des Moines Register did a thing on Dowling and their players. And, you know, I don't know if you saw this a while ago, but they went through the players that were on the team, and there was only one player that hadn't gone through the feeder system, and that was Rico Gafford a couple of years ago. So for people to say that they recruit and stuff.
What do you mean the feeder system?
The feeder system is the CFL, the Catholic Football League. So the 4th, 5th, 6th grade tackle and stuff that they play. So the Des Moines Register, you can research, just did a thing on it, and Rico Gafford was the only one that did not go through the feeder system.
Yeah, and I don't have...
I mean, a lot of times they do start much earlier than high school.
I've had many
kids.
Parents
they have their eyes on much younger kids in high school.
I've had many parents that have a problem with this tell me that that those feeder leagues target young kids that they see that has a potential to be great football players.
That's what my hometown is upset about, actually, and saying it's the feeder leagues. Yeah.
But I don't really know.
Both of my kids went through Dowling, and I sent them there because they wanted to go there. We lived in Ankeny, and it was for the education. I mean, obviously, ACT scores.
But there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
There is
most
a,
of the
there
people
is a
that
doubt.
Go there. Yeah.
Explain John Sears if it's such a great education.
But no, that's why I did.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Because
it's
the education. You know, you spend
it's a good,
the money.
Good private
you know,
school.
Fine.
Sure.
And they play. And he played athletics. And you know, the fact is, I'm going to at least protect the fact is what the Register found out, because that's everybody's excuse because they can't beat him.
But you're acknowledging that the recruiting doesn't just start in high school. I mean, it starts earlier than that.
Correct.
All right, thank you, David. Yeah, if Dowling lost, no one would care.
Yeah, yeah, and the big difference here is budget size.
And your
that's the difference. Well, I mean,
Carol Kemper jealousy.
Yeah, yeah, well,
those feeder systems,
gross.
Though. I mean, those are a thing, right? I mean, you got kids earmarked early on,
but that
for
requires
high schools.
Money, well, right?
And you know what, though? It's not just Catholic schools, private schools that do that either. I mean, public schools do that too. You have, you know, junior high and late elementary school programs that are meant to get kids playing soccer, playing basketball, and get them headed toward those public school teams.
Craig has a thought on the low scoring that's going on in many of these games at Wells Fargo Arena.
Hey, guys. I used to be a high school basketball coach, and my son has actually played in the state tournament at Wells Fargo. And every year they bring up, you know, need a shot clock and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to go down that road, but my personal opinion is that these kids come out of these smaller gyms and the background is such a big change. You're also going against some of the best defensive teams in the state. But one of the biggest problems, and nobody ever talks about it, is that they leave all of the lines on the floor for the high school, the women's, and the NBA line.
Oh yeah, the Wolves line.
And my son was a good 3-point shooter, and the first time he pulled up for a three, he was a foot behind the NBA line. he's not used to standing in front of a line or on a line.
He just went Ollie Farouk Manesh. He's just like, I'm pulling up here.
What is he doing? And he was just saying, I didn't know where I was at. I mean, I'm not used to standing on top of a line when I shoot in a high school gym. And it's just a big adjustment for that, because I've never been to a game there. And I know that people are going to dispute this, but I never see guys saying, you know, we're going to have 12 passes before we shoot. I mean, we'll get the ball for long periods of time. That's a rarity. It's just the fact that it is a big adjustment going from playing Boyden Hall plays tonight. And their gym is tiny compared to this gym they're going to play in.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that insight. And that is the end of the trend. Took a while.
That's it for Trending Iowa. Powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales.
That pretty much went.
I think it might be a new record.
Segment one of the broadcast there. We have a stupid quickie poll presented by Mr. Scott Sipker and WCI Pools and Spas. And it continues. Our misuse of the English language.
Yeah, what's the most annoying? Which is the most annoying of Scott's mispronunciations? And I'm going to have Scott kind of help me out here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
Tornado.
Okay.
Then the second one is library.
Let's go meet at the library and check out a book.
Yeah, meet at the library. Then I put on there. I don't have it in front of me.
Chimney.
Oh, chimney. Yeah, chimney.
Like the guy got stuck naked in the chimney.
Yeah, chimney. Exactly. In Carroll Canyon Redemption Center, where I worked, and my mom worked there for 25 years. And then my last one is toddler.
Toddler. No. Not toddler. No, you toddler. Add a syllable.
I know all these are wrong because my wife keeps a list on her phone of all these words.
Is this just Carroll County?
I'm not sure where it comes from, because I know it's wrong, but I just don't think about it. So it comes out, I'm going to go down to the library, check out a book on tornadoes, and I don't think about it.
I'm going library on this.
Yeah,
library.
Definitely.
I like tornado.
I kind of do, too. Because it makes
chimney.
Sense. Turns.
Chimney is kind of funny.
More mispronounced, library or February?
Oh, it's got to be February.
February.
Right? I mean, February. I don't hear anybody ever say February.
That sounds mispronounced.
Yeah, it sounds like you got marbles in your
mouth. February.
February.
Is it actually mispronounced? I mean, is one of those words we've actually changed?
What's like the people who say nuclear?
Like President Bush?
Nuclear.
Well, like,
he used to say nuclear.
Millions of people. Yeah, nuclear. Yeah.
Nuclear.
No, nuclear.
Interested because I find that interesting.
I just discovered a new one.
Interesting.
Yeah, like they get rid of the T.
Chris Williams is an I find that interesting. Yeah.
I do a crossed all the time. I was given a line one time on camera. I said, and Regbry is the annual bike ride across Iowa. And the director goes, cut. They go, you just said across. I said, what? Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah. So action. The Regbry is the annual bike ride across Iowa. Cut. Scott, you said across. Across? What do you say? I can't even hear what you're trying to correct me on.
What are you trying to tell me?
It's the annual bike ride across Iowa. Cut.
Again, across.
Just
cut.
It's got to be across Texas. Across
Andy,
Texas.
Quick story last night.
What you got?
Yeah, so I'm at Channel 13 past 11 because, you know, it's just a busy day with the MVC tournament and the high school tournament and all that's going on, the Hawkeyes game. Mm-hmm. But I get the bat signal from Mr. Sipker here, who says, hey, you want to go over to Cooney's? I'd like to celebrate a little bit.
I don't want to hear another one of these stories.
Yeah, no, but so I say, I got to be up early, and, you know, I don't think so. But then he says...
Yeah, what did you have to be up by, 9:30, 10?
No, before 8. So I then get a text from him. He's like, well, I was just really, you know, hoping to celebrate Antonio Brown going to join my Bills.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's really excited. And he starts to send, you know, dancing emojis and this kind of stuff. So I do. I go out there, and Scott's just on this late night high of Antonio Brown is going to go make his Bills better. And I wake up this morning, and they're talking about how it's done. He's not going. What the hell happened?
He still got you over to Cooney's, though.
Yeah, I did. And we spent 30 seconds. We were there for hours. We spent 30 seconds talking about Antonio Brown.
Yeah, everybody changed the subject each time Scott would bring it up.
Now if I go back and look at Ian Rappaport's original tweet, you could interpret it that there's a little more wiggle room.
It's not definitive. He says it's near incompletion.
But he ends it with, there it is. That's the end of the tweet. There it is.
That implies that it's done.
Well, he's not going. And you know what? This is actually good for the Bills because Antonio Brown would come into that locker room and it would be awful.
Cancer.
It would be awful.
He's really good, though.
Oh, he's great. But, man, Buffalo is not his type of town, man. It is not. And I'm not sure that Josh Allen is the type of guy that needs to be throwing him a football either.
Why?
Because I don't know if he's good enough in Antonio's eyes. So it'd be pretty quick he'd be throwing him under the bus.
Antonio Brown didn't like playing with Ben Roethlisberger,
yes, exactly.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
And Antonio Brown has won 0 Super Bowls, I think. Right. So that seemed like a terrible idea. But here we are now. We'll see what happens.
Well, that was a tornado of false information, wasn't it, last night? Bet your house and more.
Bet your house!
It's time for the play of the day, powered by the fastest short track on the planet, Iowa Speedway.
Here's Riley. Across the timeline he goes. Riley bombs it from 3 and misses it at the buzzer, and that's the game. The Redbirds prevail 65-60. Illinois State moves on.
Get your season tickets today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a guaranteed winning bet just for you. I'm feeling pretty self-conscious at this moment, yelling in front of all these guys. You can beat me up, but I want you to bet your house on the Milwaukee Bucks to cover the 5 against the Lakers tonight. Bet your house!
That's all he needed.
That advice also paid off for me and Bryce Miller.
Yeah, that's right. You took Bet Your House advice and actually placed a legitimate bet in Vegas.
Which I hardly ever do, but I won.
And you won, so yeah. You're welcome.
But in case you hit a cold streak, we have a disclaimer.
Scott Sipker's Bet Your House. Sponsored but not funded by Tim Scheib and the Scheib Real Estate Team.
Don't actually bet your house. He's usually wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a guaranteed winning bet just for you. I just have to select it here, and I'm going to go with... You want to bet your house on the Clippers to cover the 2.5 against the Thunder tonight at 9:30 p.m.? Bet your house.
Is it too much to ask you do a little research before you come here and ask people to bet their houses on your advice?
When I meant that, I have a list of 1,000 different games, and I was just
with
trying,
your system.
Yeah, with my system, all of which will win you a house, and I was just deciding which one I'd pick there.
Well, Ray Gunn, our friends at Ray Gunn, have launched a couple of new T-shirts based on Iowa's love of ranch dressing, and Sunday is National Ranch Dressing Day. So, with two facts in mind, Sunday is National Ranch Dressing Day, and Ray Gunn has launched two T-shirts about our love of ranch. We have a quickie poll.
We do ranch dressing? Hell yes or heck no?
It's a heck no for me. I can tolerate it, but if you're picking between those two extremes. I mean, there are some things I just won't eat. I can eat ranch dressing, but I would never choose ranch dressing, so I'll go with no.
Yeah, I feel the same way, but I don't know. I mean, there are some applications where I actually will pick it. Like if I'm going to dip vegetables in something, I think I pick ranch first. So I will say hell yes.
See, anytime there's, like, when we go to Buffalo Wild Wings to see my son Cade.
Yeah, I don't want it with wings.
There's almost always a choice when you have ranch. Of blue cheese.
Yeah, that choice should be removed.
But it's always they're blue cheese.
Buffalo wings, they go with blue cheese, not ranch. That's an Iowa thing.
Okay.
That should be removed.
I see most people picking ranch.
Yeah, they do.
Heck no. No for me. I have a thing about eating white, creamy substances.
Have a thing, don't you? You don't like dairy.
Okay, I do like cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is good.
And mayonnaise.
Cottage cheese is great.
I love cottage cheese. Mayo. Is it strange that in Iowa we love ranch, but we don't actually have any ranches?
Not really.
Well, let's get some more.
Thanks for thinking about it, at least, though.
It's time for more, brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines. I'm Scott Landreth, inviting you to get more savings, more selection, and more service only at Lithia Volkswagen. Visit DesMoinesVW.com. And now, back to Murph and Ann.
Thank you, Scott Landreth. Thunderstorms tomorrow, fellas. How do you like the sound of that?
Not at all, because...
Way better than thunder snow.
No.
I don't think so. I think I'd rather see snow than
we're
rain.
We're supposed to get, like, more than an inch of rain tomorrow.
You know how messy it's going to get? Yes, you do.
Hold on.
Really
messy. After this winter, you would rather continue the snow, which is a winter product.
Can't I have nothing?
Than the rain?
I don't want any snow.
Give me
rain
right now over snow.
Yuck. What a gross, gross day. Major melting will continue, though, through next week. So we're going to lose all of this snow. We got temperatures in the 50s coming. But, again, a lot of rain, and the ground is so frozen, 20 inches down.
And we're going to have flooding.
Flooding is predicted. Mm. Flooding is predicted because the ground is not going to
soak. Well, I was so sick of shoveling. I just didn't shovel this last time.
Hey, guys.
I just let it melt.
R. Kelly's freak out on CBS this morning deserves some play on our show, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does. I think so.
Stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth.
I believe I can cry.
Turning himself into a victim there. Gail is watching him like she's the principal.
She's good in this.
She's great. Yeah. She's like his mother.
She's 100% right. He's the victim.
Yeah. He's trying to turn himself into a victim.
Yeah, in his mind. I mean, he's the victim. I mean, it's all everything he says is about himself and how much pain this has brought to him unfairly.
Did you guys watch the Michael Jackson stuff yet?
I don't think I can.
God, will you guys watch that?
I don't.
I'm just the only one.
I don't think I can bring it.
Everybody else that sees this, they want to talk about it right away. This is just like Fire Festival.
But it's 4 hours.
Just watch the first two. That's all you need to watch. Just watch that first one.
The second one is, what's that ad?
Another 2 hours. But it adds, it's more about their families, the victims' families. But with the,
can I just watch the first 2 hours?
Yeah, yes, you can just
did
watch
you watch
the, first
the Oprah interview too?
No, I have a DVR though. I hear it's fascinating. So I was watching the Michael Jackson interview with Ed Bradley on 60 Minutes back in 2003. Yeah, that's what happens. You know, you watch one of these things and you want to see more.
Ed Bradley's so cool.
What a dumpster fire of an interview for Michael Jackson. What that guy incriminated himself so bad in that interview. And then you watch it on YouTube, and you want to get angry? Scroll down to the comments on YouTube under that. Every freak in the world, just they like Michael Jackson's music so much that they absolutely cannot see how weird this dude was. I mean, weird, creepy, slimy. I mean, just, and you're looking at this guy's face, has been like robotically rebuilt. How much surgery did he have? He can't even make an expression with his face.
He didn't look human anymore.
He had cheek inserts, like a 15 nose jobs, chin job. His skin is white. His hair, I don't think that's real hair.
Isn't this the equivalent?
His lips don't move. He can't smile.
These people that come on and make the comments in defense
because of his greatness
with his music,
all that
and
he gave to the world, and this is what they did to him. They turn him into a Christ figure.
Isn't this the art? Isn't this the music equivalent of fans who defend a coach no matter what if the team is winning enough?
It is, but I think this is.
You think it's worse?
Far worse.
Yeah, because you have...
Well, you're talking about
you
a
have
pedophile.
Pedophilia.
Yeah.
And people often, and this is something I think maybe we've all bought into this narrative, that Michael Jackson was just a weird guy, right? And he kind of maybe didn't know.
There is no question.
Had his childhood taken from him, so it made him weird.
That was, well, he loves children and he wants to help children. He didn't have a childhood.
But in the documentary, what I've come to understand is there's a moment in there when he's buying wedding rings with one of the young kids he's molesting, allegedly, and one of the store workers says, this is, I don't know if we want to sell these rings to you. And then Michael Jackson says, oh, no, they're for a woman. Which in that moment, you realize he knows the difference between right and wrong in that moment, because now he has to lie about it. And that's a watershed moment revealed in that documentary.
Yeah, you have to watch the first 2 hours. Just watch that first one. 5 years ago today, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew members, loses contact with air traffic control less than an hour after taking off from the Kuala Lumpur airport and veers off course and disappears. Despite a massive air-sea search effort for the Beijing-bound Boeing 777, investigators failed to ever find any trace of the aircraft or determine why it vanished. This is one of the biggest mysteries in the history of flight. Amelia Earhart.
This is like Lost, but for real.
A great big jetliner totally disappeared five years ago today, and they have never found it.
A good perspective check-in, too, to say, this is how big the ocean is.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like, just this is how Indian ocean. Big it is.
Yeah, apparently not even all that far off of shore. This day in 1993, MTV debuts its biggest hit to date. Now, wait for it.
Yes. This kicks butt. Nirvana is cool. Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead.
Those dudes were funny.
Totally funny. Turns Mike Judge into a real big star, right? I mean, he does King of the Hill, Emmy Award-winning show on Fox, Office Space, kind of a cultural iconic movie.
Now Silicon Valley.
Yeah, he's the manager with the flair.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. I digress. All right. The fastest growing state in America is Idaho.
It is?
Yeah. It added 2.5% to its population last year. The fastest shrinking state is its neighbor, Wyoming, which is not all that different from Idaho.
Do you think this is the Catholic schools recruiting all the best athletes?
Taking them away from
out
Wyoming.
Of Wyoming.
It's your best line today.
Wyoming lost 0.97% of its population.
Best athletes.
Been waiting to do this for a while. The Uber has listed these lost and found items that were so odd. Most unique items left in Uber cars. Somebody left a 8-week-old Chihuahua puppy.
Well, that's sad.
It is. A black and white, well, somebody took the dog, wasn't dead. A black and white tuxedo for a small dog. A full set of 18-karat gold teeth.
Ooh.
Oh, how do you leave your teeth in a car? You take them out first.
If they were in a case, I suppose that's different, but maybe they just were, your gums were irritated, and you're like, I got to get these out. I've had them in for 8 hours.
A medium-sized marijuana pipe.
That is unique?
That had to happen hundreds of times. A birth certificate and a social security card. Oh, man. Can you imagine losing that in the Uber?
You can sell that for a while.
Oh, man. That sucks.
You left your identity behind.
A propane tank. Somebody Ubered out so they could grill. A tray of eggs.
Ooh.
A Lego championship wrestling belt.
That sounds kind of cool.
Breast pump with breast milk. Well, there you go. Hassel's never taken Uber again.
He's out.
2 packs of Italian sausage and Thanksgiving ham. Did you get the sausage?
Yeah.
Damn it. It's the weirdest thing. I left it in the Uber. Well, you at least got the ham, right? Not the ham either. I sent you out to get 3 pieces of meat. You came back with 0. How does that happen? A shopping cart. How do you get a shopping cart in an Uber car?
You'd have to put it in the trunk, wouldn't you?
Maybe it's
a big, big Uber.
I guess lotion and beard oil.
Huh. That could have been you.
Yeah, probably was.
A Babe Ruth signed baseball.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a good find.
Jeez. It's a good find. It's a bad loss.
If the kids in the Sandlot would just came across this Uber in the 1960s, that whole movie could have been avoided.
A special pizza costume. Not just any pizza costume.
A special one.
A special one. Which one did you lose? It wasn't the special one.
It was the pepperoni?
Oh.
Supreme, maybe?
That's the special pizza costume. A mannequin. You get in an Uber. You're an Uber driver. Somebody gets in with a mannequin. Kick them out.
Unless it's Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
and the mannequin is a young Kim Cattrall. Yeah. Right. Otherwise, it's Buffalo
together.
Bill. This guy's making a woman suit.
Now, granted, my wife has mannequin heads in her car.
She does. What? I've seen that.
Why? Oh,
for
because
work,
she's a hairdresser.
But they're all named Josephine, and they all look at you creepily.
They do.
A full fish tank with fish and water. How do you leave that in?
How do you forget that you have that? Because
that's a heavy item that you struggled to get into the Uber car.
I'll tell you how they do it. They're looking down at their phone when they get out.
That could be it. It's like, remember when Raising Arizona makes the funny point that we've all put something on top of the car and driven away?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And in the movie, it's the baby.
It's the baby.
Yeah.
It falls in the middle of the street.
Have you been to a fast food restaurant, paid, and then pulled off without your food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go to the grocery store and you don't get the last bag. It's on the other side, a little spinning counter. Red Lobster takeout. That was done on purpose, probably.
Jeez. Because they're not going to sponsor this show.
A rose gold Kim Kardashian lume case.
What is a lume case?
Deer antlers and a welding helmet. I don't want to know what that guy was doing. Where was he? Where was that guy going? Dirty laundry. Imagine that's happened plenty. Here's the 10 most commonly forgotten items in Uber cars. Phone, camera, wallet, keys, purse, backpack, clothing, glasses, headphones, a vape pipe.
Yeah.
Or an ID or license. That's not all that interesting.
Phone is number one. That's
you lose your phone.
You lost your office. You feel like you lost your life.
Thank you, Lithia Volkswagen. That's your more, everybody. Happy Friday.
We come back with the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. It's the week in Iowa. Completely unnecessary.
Into the future.
Wrapping up a Friday. Thank you so much. So much for being with us. We appreciate it. Andy Fales, Keith Murphy, Scott Sipker with us here today. And Andrew Downs is driving the bus here. Well, not the bus, 1460 KXNO.
Yeah, thank you.
He has the AD squared.
I do, yeah. And for the first time in a few weeks, we're actually doing this on a Friday. The show's been hijacked the last couple of weeks. But some parental advisory is necessary here. None of these bleeps are necessary. It's all innocent conversation. A lot of it had right here on this show. But I have placed bleeps to make you hear things that aren't actually being said. What you hear, though, it's on you, not on us. It's This Week in Iowa. Unnecessary censorship.
What in the f*** is wrong with the Cyclones?
No, not me. I don't care how poor I have to live. I'm not working when I'm in my 70s. No way. I'm f***ing, that's it.
The chip challenge is over, and the winner was?
I think we like the flaming hot d***.
Of course we like flaming hot d***.
We had this plaster cast. Okay. It was huge. You couldn't s***. And then it would stink real bad.
Number 700 for Barry Bonds.
Hit that with his d***. Didn't even use a bat. So big he was at that time.
They're having a party there tonight, a little cutting party. They're going to cut the n***s at the Nav Center.
Cutting party. All right.
And it's time to select today's Hogemeyer Hybrid's first half top performer. Was there one, Eric?
No.
I have s***ed my d*** like four times. You know how big my d*** is.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
So how long does that take?
To s*** your own d***.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much time you've got.
You gotta shovel your deck, yeah.
I think it was
snow blow, yeah, that may have been Jeez. It.
That was...
I feel like I
really owe good.
Some apologies.
Yeah, flaming really hot
had,
chips.
I had a
flaming
just a
hot
profane
dill
week.
Chips, yeah. Wow, dude, that was really profane, Andy. You really offended some
people.
It was
really dirty.
Even though none of that censorship was necessary. Quickie poll results from WCI Pools and Spas.
Which quickie poll do you think got the most action here?
Ranch.
Darn right. Let's start with that one. 730 votes at this point. Ranch dressing, hell yes or hell no? Hell yes, 69%. Jeez. Hell no, 31%. Who's got the bigger dumpster fire going? Iowa losses. Iowa or Iowa State? Iowa's got the losses. They got Fran. They got Dolph. All that. Or Iowa State. They got the losses, and they got some infighting. 69%, exact same split. 69% will go with Iowa. 31% Iowa State. What's the most annoying of Scott's mispronunciations? Library is your leader. 48%. 20% say chimney. And 18% will go with tornado.
Tornado.
Tornado?
Tornado.
Tornado.
Tornado. Okay.
Tornado.
Or toddler is a...
Toddler, three syllables.
Most annoying to toddler, 14%.
My friend Eric Herman tweets in one that's obvious to anybody who listens to the commercials of the show. Realtor is a mispronunciation. It's
yeah.
Realtor.
It's two
I've
syllables.
I've been missaying it
Real
for years.
Royal Mile Inbox. Andrew writes, we're taking an indefinite break from Iowa basketball. My wife and I are too upset. By the way, Barta and McCaffrey railroaded Gary Dolphin to even watch. We watch all the games, but we're taking an indefinite break. Maybe we'll watch again during the Big Ten tournament games.
It's not a very long break.
One game?
Yeah, that's going to be a short break. Sports Fanatics coming up next. Have a great weekend.